now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live now into hour number four. David Icke's our guest. We were just talking during the break about the fact that the globalists are horrified. One level is afraid of the next level, and the next level in this pyramid, in this psychopathic system. David, break that down, the psychology of psychopaths and the sociopaths and sadists that work for them.
Well, it's a pyramid of terror, really, because one level has control over the next level, and so that level's frightened a bit. But it's frightened of the level above it, and it's frightened of the level above it. And ultimately, there is a spider in the center of the web. We can discuss and have different views about what that spider is, from which everything is coming out from. But they are all absolutely terrified of that spider. And the Rothschilds and families like that are very close to the spider, which is one of the key reasons why so many within the structure are terrified of the Rothschilds and do whatever they say. So you look at these people and, you know, like Soros, you know, on one level he will have power. But he's carrying out an agenda for those much more powerful than him, and woe betide if he doesn't do it and doesn't do it the way he's told to do it and isn't successful in what he's told to do. So they seem kind of arrogant on one level, and I'm sure they are, but there is this constant pyramid of fear, and what they've done is transfer that structure, if you like, into human society, if you look at it, which is a society overwhelmingly based on fear. Fear of tomorrow, fear of what's going to happen next week, fear of this, fear of that. The whole of human society is based on fear, and it's a reflection of the structure that is controlling human society, which is completely based on fear. And like I say, they're terrified of the Rothschilds when they come to call, because the Rothschilds are so close to this spider, whatever we choose to believe it is.
Continuing, what do you expect to see them doing now as they come more and more out in the open? Because we've already revealed them, so now they've got to reveal themselves in their own way.
Well, I said this years ago, there was always a time when they had no choice but to put it on public display. Because when you're manipulating over a long period of time, behind the scenes, in the shadows, to turn the world into a certain structure, into a certain way of operation, a certain way of control and enforcement, then there comes a time when that society has to start becoming obvious to people. Because if it doesn't, then you're not going to introduce it. And I said years ago, there's going to come a window of time when we're going to see this come into public display, and it's going to be undeniable where it's going. And we're entering that period now very, very quickly. And the idea is to throw everything at us. We must be strong. We must be calm and not panic and not get caught in the whole wave of fear and all the rest of it, because they're in the period where they're going to throw everything at humanity to put us in a state of acquiescence that they can come along and say, we are the people that can sort it out. But to sort it out, this is what's got to happen. And also, through these dumbing down, constant shocks, constant sources for fear and worry and terror, to put people in the mental and emotional state of the mouse in the laboratory maze, where we basically go into almost a zombie-like state of acquiescence, where we don't almost need controlling anymore, because we just basically gone into a zombie state, and we will do whatever we're told to do. And if people say, you know, that's not possible, well, it's happening in China. I mean, have you seen people lining up in factories in China before going
stay
to
there
work?
Let's talk about it when we come back.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the international communist movement is not dead, as we've been told by the mass media? They just feigned weakness back in 1989, sent Gorbachev to America to continue his communist activities through infiltration in the United States of America. We'd like to help you understand all of these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by. These events are all happening right before our eyes. You need to know Bible prophecy and how it's going to affect you and yours.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Called it cognitive dissonance, people being conditioned in their comfort zones to just parrot and repeat what they've been told. And as the corruption gets worse and worse, people don't want to admit they've been conned, so they burrow deeper into denial. Some people wake up. The media calls us conspiracy theorists. Day one, the West launched the attacks in Libya with the rebels. It's Al-Qaeda. They're getting ground troops ready the whole time. The Marines admitted it 2 weeks ago. Now, CBS News, they're getting ready to invade with ground troops if needed. They've been there the whole time. And Glenn Beck, in his last show on Fox, when he said he was being kicked off, and that's the inside thing, he's being kicked off, he says they've decided he's going to leave. Because even that much truth was scaring the system. They tried to co-opt us. It didn't work. Beck's now obsessing on the normalcy bias that we've talked about over the years. The normalcy bias refers to mental state people enter when facing a disaster. It causes people to underestimate both the possibility of the disaster occurring and its possible effects. And the famous cases are people, as the buildings are smoking, going back up 20 flights of stairs to turn their computer off, their light off. People on the Titanic saying it's sinking, it's listing, things are falling off the deck. Especially the rich people. They were the worst. The poor folks, they were all abandoning ship if they could. They would go back in their suits and smoke a cigar saying everything will be fine. The authorities will fix it. And so that's what's going on here. And so as things get crazier and crazier, that's what David Icke's been talking about. A lot of people are deciding to buy into anything. And they're go ahead, David.
Sorry, man. I was going to say, what the mental process is simply, I wish this wasn't happening, so I'll convince myself that it's not. That's the mental state. as it is, we can do nothing about it. And there are lots and lots of people, no question, you know, lots of people are going to go into massive states of cognitive dissonance and denial. They already are, because they don't want to face the truth of what's happening. So they, I'm going to convince myself it's not true. And that's why a lot of people like us get attacked, because it's the equivalent of, I don't want to hear it. Change the subject, okay? Don't want to hear it. And when people don't want to hear you saying something to them, because they don't want to be reminded actually of what's going on. And so some deep level they know is going on, but they don't want to face it. This is the time when we're going to see the wheat from the chaff. This is the time when we're going to see those that that have the courage to stand up, and those who just want to run away and hide, because we're now at the point that it's a fork in the road. I've been talking about this for so many years, the fork in the road. Are we going to go that way or that way? And it's choice time. And that fork in the road, in so many ways, is, are we going to face this, be strong, calm, and keep control of our own mind and perceptions, or are we going to go down that road and give it all away in the fake, false idea and the false interest that somehow those that have created the mayhem are going to protect us from it?
Well, David, I mean, in closing here with about 3-4 minutes left with you, look, not just the lies about the wars or the WMDs or the banking system, but we know that for at least 4 years we've been in a global depression. We know the dollar is being devalued. We know gold and silver are going up. But yuppies who didn't buy gold that was $300 an ounce or $600 or $800, they will still get angry and make fun. I see them laughing at people that quadrupled their wealth because they can't admit that they were wrong. And it's the same thing with them saying the recession's been over since June of 2009, almost 2 years ago. Once they, again, buy into the lie, they don't want to admit they're wrong as the economy falls apart. And now the controlled corporate media, more than ever, is telling us the economy's wonderful when the economy is not wonderful, and when they are reorganizing it to make us totally controlled, where they're cutting off the resources so we have to follow their orders.
One of the reasons, of course, and there are many, why they want people to think the economy is wonderful, because they want people to buy into the economy as they did before in the run-up to 2008, because they know they're going to crash it big time again.
Or 29.
Yeah, they're drawing them in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they draw them in, and that's what's happening. Now, oh, everything's fine. Oh, invest in this, invest in that. What is it Obama said? Invest in the stock market. You know, this is the best time to do it and all that stuff. And it was the worst time to really do it. And certainly will be now, because they're going to crash it again. And this thing with Soros is really bringing to the fore this point where they come forward, those who've created the problem, and say, we're the only ones, because governments can't look. We're the only ones that can solve it. And you know, people need to get wise to this and stop observing the prison being built and start to get organized in networks of non-cooperation, so people don't cooperate together, so people don't leave foreclosed houses when they're foreclosed because they can't pay their rent because of what the banks did, they lost their jobs. What kind of cycle? If we'll accept that cycle and pack up and leave, we'll accept anything. And these things, this mass non-cooperation needs to be organized. That's the level that will change it, not mass marches. I mean, how many million people marches have marched against things, and the things have happened anyway? It's non-cooperation they can't stand.
And exactly, David, the media, the controlled mind-control media, plays up that a march is the only way to do something. No, it's individually waking your friends up. It's buying organic food. It's supporting alternative media. It's speaking out. It's calling into talk radio. It's going and speaking at your city council. People all over the West are going to city councils, speaking out week after week, month after month, and in a few years, they're removing fluoride everywhere this is done. When we resist, we have victory, and that's the big secret, how special and how powerful we are. DavidIke.com. David, thank you for spending time with us, and I really look forward to speaking to you again in the future. 30-second closing comment.
Well, I just say about Obama, he's looking darker and more, kind of zombie-like the more that I see him. Something things clearly happening to him. I see he's just said he wants four more years. I'm not saying this will happen, and I'm not making any predictions, but I tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point they took him out because of what that would do to America and what they'd be able to justify in terms of Homeland Security in America, because he's on the way very, very clearly to being a liability for them because he's been sus big time.
So you're saying Obama could be the false flag. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, David.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
All right, there goes David Icke. Shifting gears for the balance of the 5 minutes we have left in this segment. Financial news. U.S. going the same route as Greece. CNBC, by design, into the banker receivership when they're the ones that owe the money. And so they get to take over our country because they owe the money. They created it. They owe it. But they don't care. Gold cinches third record high in a row in the last 3 days. Absolutely power surging up to $1,461 plus today. Gold, silver sit on gains. Ignore ECB hike, the European Central Bank interest rate hike. All that was thought that would lower gold. Our experts said it would boost it. Bringing up our resident expert and the owner of the Genesis Network and the owner of Midas Resources, Ted Anderson. Ted, every time they correct gold, it only goes back up even more afterwards because the laws of mathematics, the laws of the economy. For 3 days, you've been saying you're going to pull this special of three silver dollar coins. That's $120-something dollar value. Three of my best films, $60 value, and $10 free shipping and handling. That's $180 value for $110, so $70 off. And you told me today, you were up at a hamburger place when I called you and brought you back into the office, that you're still offering this insanely good deal.
Yeah, I still have it out there. And amazingly, people are still buying the Creature from Jekyll Island books, thank you very much, at the $41 level.
Amazingly, the silver dollar everywhere costs $41 or more. Then you got a $24 book free on top of it with free shipping. Oh, it's amazing they're still buying that?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I just appreciate the fact that people want to read about the Fed and do something about this.
Well, the point is, that went up a little bit. You're about to go up on the three silver dollars, three of my films, and free shipping. Tell folks where silver is right now.
Yeah, currently silver right now is at $339.59. Seen a high today of, $339.59, and seen a high today of $39.72. Alex, one thing that I am going to raise the prices on is the Walking Liberty half. They're currently at $18.08. Presently online, $22.17. That number is going to go up. If you want to take advantage of something right now that's going to be increasing in price, that is a good coin to be getting into. The other thing, too, is that DVD thing that we're talking about. I mean, I'm just impassioned with getting, especially your movie Endgame. I mean, what's going on right now is explained so thoroughly in that video that people, I mean, even if you've seen it, you know, just
give it to somebody. You're getting it for free with the free shipping and a great deal on silver. Endgame, Obama deception, fall of the Republic, $60 value, the shipping and handling, $10 free on top of it as well. You're getting the three silver dollars, cheaper than you can get them anywhere, I dare you. And then on top of it, three films and free shipping, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. There's a whole other list when you call, say it's the Alex Jones radio special, to get the older prices. Their internet prices have gone up, but they're still incredibly good deals. The Creature from Jekyll Island silver dollar's gone up some, still a smoking deal. Take action on these. Quickly, Ted, what are some of the other specials you've got if folks call?
Well, right now, Frank's at 311. They're much higher than that now. They're about 315, pretty close now. British Sovereigns are at 390. You're going to pay well over that for those at this moment. If you like the older coins, $20 Liberties at 1747. Those have gone up closer to 1800. I mean, for the bags of the survival bags of dimes currently right now are at 2944.
And, Ted, here's the difference. You bought all this when it was lower, knowing it's going to go up. You still sell at the low price when it goes up. You've got this stuff on hand. Most brokers out there are taking people's orders and then trying to get it later. You want to get this stuff right now. Ted, you're shipping this stuff out quickly.
Yeah, shipping it out quickly. The only thing we're getting hung up right now on is Silver Eagles, which is a problem. But I tell you, those Walking Liberty halves, if you want something fast and you want to take advantage of something that's going to go up, that's the coin right there.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere. I'd say buy them from us and support us. Support the alternative media that's under attack. But at this price, you're not really supporting us. These are Ted's lost leaders. He wants to get you into silver and gold. 800-686-2237. Coming up, Lyndon LaRouche. And then, of course, David Icke in the retransmission right after this break. Thank you so much, Ted. See you back live, everybody, tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Finishing up in this short segment, then I'm going to shift into the latest earthquakes in Mexico and Japan, the economic news, the government shutdown news in the next segment. When I say this, I don't want to mince words, and I want it to telegraph out to everyone, and I want you to really consciously hear what I'm saying to you right now. the globalist, from Cass Sunstein at the White House to the Pentagon to cybersecurity to Jay Rockefeller and their counterparts in Europe, Asia, Australia, have all announced that they are declaring absolute open total war against the once free internet and alternative media. Quote, Jay Rockefeller, I'd be glad if we shut down MSNBC and Fox. Close quote. Cass Sunstein, we need to arrest people that criticize the government, people that don't agree with anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. We need to at least fine them or tax them or fee them, and we need to infiltrate their groups and try to discredit them. We need to pose as conspiracy theorists. This is a quote. Because the establishment has no credibility, and we need to then pose as the alternative media to cause infighting. And what do you see? We post a Ron Paul article. We can go check the IP addresses. Instantly, you'll have 20 commenters that are three people with the same IP address spamming. Everybody hates Ron Paul. Everybody knows he's a sellout. Everybody knows he's never done anything good when he has a perfect voting record and is a man of pure honor. Rand Paul delivering on trying to cut taxes, cut the size of government, criticizing and trying to stop these new wars. Total attacks. Infowars.com, total attacks. These are government and corporation financed and funded. It's all over the news. The Pentagon has robots and tens of thousands of employees and private groups and George Soros' groups, all just attacking the alternative media, trying to create infighting, trying to create bedlam. And Glenn Beck, to be clear, from multiple Fox News sources over a month ago, the word was he would be gone by the end of the year. And we laid hints out here and said that when you saw the New York Times article saying there were rumors, we said, yes, it's going to happen. He'll have his own network. And Beck overall, financially, will do better running his own system. I don't think overall he will garner the same audiences because when he's actually internet only or predominantly internet, in his other ventures outside radio, he says he's going to target a young audience. Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Beck does not sell to young audiences. Young audiences want things that are real. Young audiences will watch an 80-year-old man if he's got real information. Young audiences will watch a 12-year-old if they've got good information. And they'll talk about 9/11 being an inside job. They'll talk about government-sponsored media. They'll talk about real issues. We'll talk about the real issues. That's where it's all led. And Glenn Beck might have been shocking to the Fox News audience, predominantly in a coma. But it's not going to be something new. It's going to be quite old and tired to the audiences he's going to try to target. And unless he gets really hardcore and really starts telling it like it is, he's going to just kind of fade off. But if he does come out and tell the truth, if Fox News was suppressing him, and there's some reports of that, then he will explode, and they will come after him even more, like they're coming after us. But interestingly enough, you notice when I was on The View, Bill O'Reilly played the clip and said, well, it's a talk show host, but nobody knows who he is, wouldn't say my name, and they all laughed at the table, all knowing full well who I am. You notice the New York Times, when they write articles about our reports, will not say, they'll just say a radio talk show host. Well, yesterday, Fox News ran a report about, as CNN did, as MSNBC, Politico, literally dozens and dozens of major reports linking to Infowars.com and Ron Paul's announcement that he'd be announcing in the next month for president. Fox News took whole quotes out of the interview and said, on the radio show, Ron Paul said. Now, why does Fox have a rule to never say my name? Because they're scared. We could damage Fox News if we wanted to a lot more than Media Matters has. Because Media Matters, as Cass Sunstein admitted, is seen as establishment and has no credibility with the general public who've woken up to the left-right paradigm. But when we point out that for a decade Fox News said there was no world government, no move to set this up, and now it's all happening, we force them to tell some of the truth just to have any credibility and to stay in the game at any level. And so Fox is scared to death of Infowars.com. They're scared to death of PrisonPlanet.com because as the top radio consultants were quoted in the cover story in Talkers Magazine last month, Alex Jones, when the history books are written, will be known as the independent media trailblazer of the 21st century. That's why talkers in front of the heads of Clear Channel, the heads of all the major networks, I'm the keynote speaker in June. That's why they're summoning me there, because they want to fully understand this. You understand what we've done together is shaking the foundation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, top radio consultants in New York Magazine, Rolling Stone, Talkers Magazine cover March 2011, last month, Alex Jones trailblazing the future of the media when the history books are written. And it goes on to say Alex Jones will be the keynote speaker and will serve as keynote speaker at the 2011 Talkers meeting. He will share insights into his internet success and suggest alternative approaches to issue talk programming on terrestrial radio outside rigid partisan formats. Story and MMS agenda highlights on page one. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. There are no consultants here. There are no advisors to Alex Jones. I'm a guy who literally a lot of the times takes out the trash around here. I have a great grassroots crew that I've trained. I normally hire people just out of Craigslist ads who don't even know who I am, so they can see the information for themselves. This is not a group of acolytes that are here just agreeing with me. With 1/100th of the money that Fox News has, we have produced an outlet that is beating their pants off, destroying them and other mainstream media on the internet, and now blasting into the AM and FM dial, gaining upwards of 3 to 4 new affiliates on big stations a week and getting high ratings. We get high ratings for little stations that don't even show up. We get even bigger ratings for big stations. And it's because so much of what we've talked about for 16 years has now come true, has now happened, has now basically unfolded, that the system is beginning to panic. They're scared. And so they're moving in with a constellation of attacks, a cornucopia of attacks, to try to sabotage the alternative media. Now, George Soros, in Media Matters that he funds, sees Fox News as alternative to their globalist liberal agenda, when it's just a different flavor of globalism. And what did they say in internal memos that came out 2 weeks? We're going to sabotage them. We're going to destroy them. We're going into a new phase. Well, that's always been their phase. Posing as a nonpartisan watchdog, a savage group funded by a man who openly has imploded currencies worldwide and been convicted, a man who admitted to 60 Minutes he helped the Nazis round people up and take their wealth. And then if you criticize that, he has financed Jewish groups that he runs come out and say basically that you're some type of Nazi because you don't like Nazi supporters. This is the bizarro world of George Soros, just one power minion of the New World Order, one Bilderberg group, Davos, confab globalist. And here's the headline of American Free Press: Soros convenes Bretton Woods 2. We're going to be breaking that down. But again, the alternative media, the internet itself, is being chopped up right now, is being attacked, because on the level playing field, we are defeating the globalist in the realm of ideas. We are gaining ground on them every day, and they can feel the strength draining out of them. They're not going to give up power easily. They are coming after all of us, from below with the COINTELPRO, from above with the national media, with the think tanks, with the government-funded media. Government-funded media is now hiding in plain view. You think NPR is the only one getting government money? Most of the mainstream media is getting government money and private Federal Reserve taxpayer money they take from us under the table, now public. That is the telltale logo of a real tyranny. So all of this is happening. And no matter what political party is in power, the federalization of police, the spy grids, the tattletale squads, it only intensifies. Because they know as the economy melts down, as the standard of living slides into the great abyss, the people are going to wake up, they're going to start looking for answers, and the globalists can't have a strong alternative media, or even Glenn Beck telling part of the truth on Fox News while that's happening. And the deal is, the Soros crowd gets rid of Oberman, Fox gets rid of Beck, because they're going to try to lower the rhetoric, just as Chuckie Schumer is on record saying that, well, he could get Boehner to make deals and keep expanding the size of government if it wasn't for that Tea Party basically forcing him to cut government. They want to get in there. They want to share power. They want to make deals. The Republicans want to get back in. The central banks have a policy of wanting to implode economies so that they can take them over for pennies on the dollar. This is all happening. We're deep into this right now. And those of us that saw it coming a long time ago made preparations to resist it, made preparations to get on every radio interview we could, every TV interview we could, to be ridiculed, knowing that as we laid out the truth and as it happened, our credibility would rise. And so billions of people around the world have heard myself and countless other patriots calling into shows, being guests on shows. I quit counting more than 6-7 years ago. It was over 3,000 radio interviews I'd done then, many of them giant syndicated broadcasts. I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews, thousands and thousands of my own broadcasts, 26-plus documentaries, All of that is evergreen. You see something I did 10 years ago. People think it was taped last week. People see my films I released more than a decade ago. They're getting more popular, not less popular, because it's evergreen. You watch a Bill O'Reilly from 10 years ago, it's unwatchable. It's whatever fluff and fake political infighting was going on from that day. See, they fire a salvo of lies, it only goes out once. When we put out the truth, it bounces around, ricocheting forever, and I'm just sitting here at a giant 50-cal machine gun aimed at the New World Order, and every bullet I fire bounces around inside of them forever. And that's the good news. We've already put out so much info. We've already discredited these criminals so hardcore. We've already told the truth and exposed their paradigm and their tricks and their blueprint and their playbooks and their program of societal disintegration to build on its ashes a planetary dictatorship of the bankers, that even if they shut me down tomorrow, even if they shut Glenn Beck down tomorrow, even if they shut G. Edward Griffin down tomorrow, even if they shut down Bob Chapman tomorrow, they have already failed. The question is, are we going to have to go through a lot more pain before we reverse this? The mere act of them trying to move in with EAS, federal takeover of media, the expansion of behind-the-scenes private Federal Reserve, payoffs in media, shows their desperation. So, this show's under attack. Media Matters said 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, they said, we're going after Fox News and a list of conservative and libertarian sites. And then they didn't list those sites, but you go to their site, you see who they're attacking on an almost daily basis. They attacked me twice yesterday. It's yours truly. They put out reports 6 months ago saying Alex Jones and Glenn Beck are going to cause a new Oklahoma City. Beck finally took my warning, saw the White House advisors saying, boy, a new terror attack would sure help us. And he went on air and said, they're preparing a new Oklahoma City to blame me. He left Alex Jones out of it. No, Glenn, in those reports, they were saying you and I caused that attempted shooter in San Francisco, that you and I, along with Ron Paul, caused the Gifford shooting, that you and I were going to cause the new Oklahoma City. Because even though you've proven yourself to be a thespian, Shakespearean actor of great skill, even though you are like a chameleon and I don't trust you, the fact that you understood the market share out there in telling the truth about the New World Order and went 50% of the way made you a superstar. Because the globalists thought they could control this movement, but now it's backfired on them. You just added credibility to people like me with the mainstream dumbed-down crowd. Now, we don't really even need them because they're a bunch of couch potatoes who don't act. We want the young people. We want the military. We want the police. We want people in government to wake up. We want people that are out there in the system, and we're reaching them. And we're going to win this war. Agents of liberty, sons and daughters of liberty, don't have to follow orders from headquarters. They've rediscovered what it is to be free. They've rediscovered history. They've rediscovered the foundations of what make a nation and a people great. And ideas are bulletproof. To use a line from V for Vendetta. You think you can stop flesh and blood? You can, but you can't stop an idea. And if the globalists physically kill me or imprison me or set me up, that will only intensify our credibility. So instead, they're trying to assassinate my character, assassinate who I am, misconstrue things out of context to make me look like a kook. Whether it's Media Matters or Glenn Beck, it's the same tactic. But Media Matters and the New York Magazine and Rolling Stone and Nightline and MSNBC and all the and Discovery Channel and History Channel and all their attack pieces and BBC, you still are blind to what's hiding in plain view. You have lost all of your credibility with anyone who can think for themselves. As Cass Sunstein admitted 2.5 years ago in those internal memos that are public and his public papers. As I told Politico, as I told Salon last year during the Republican primary in Kentucky, they said every time he's attacked, his ratings go up, Rand Paul. And I said, that's right. The only way for you to defeat Rand Paul, but you can't because you're too arrogant, is to endorse him. If you endorse him, he will lose credibility, but that still won't defeat him because he'll only lose credibility with weak-minded who know enough to not trust you, So because they don't trust you, they won't trust Rand. The thinkers, even if you did that sophisticated attack, would understand Rand's real record. And so Bill Clinton went to campaign against him. He got about 8 points in the polls on top of his lead of 6%. See, you kill me, it underlines and highlights everything I've said and done. You try to assassinate my character. I'm a pretty boring guy. There are no skeletons. You invent them, it won't work. It's the seal of approval when you attack someone. What do you got left in your kitty? What do you got left in that hole, that ace? Stage terror, false flags on the internet, fear-mongering about 160 buried al-Qaeda nukes in the U.S., more fake anthrax attacks, new wars, financial implosion, posing as the savior. But you could have done that a decade ago, but now people know about the Federal Reserve. Now people know about the New World Order. Now people are looking past the Republican and Democratic figureheads that are only fighting over who gets the levers of control to the private Federal Reserve financing the corporate media on both the left and right under the table with taxpayer money. It's coming out in the London Guardian, Bloomberg, AP. Doesn't become a big news cycle issue, but it comes out. Oh, yeah, $370-plus billion laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo of cocaine and heroin money out of Mexico. They even were running the aircraft. Credibility lost. Credibility destroyed. You understand what's happening. You understand people know that the government 12 years ago signed a deal to take all the military veterans' death benefits when they died and cheat their widows and widowers out of it. You understand it's now in Texas newspapers that the government is covering up radioactive isotopes in the water that, by the way, are added to the water. You understand that, yes, the things I talk about sound completely nuts and crazy. So does Hitler murdering people en masse, but it happened. So does Stalin murdering people en masse, or Mao Zedong killing more than 60 million. History is crazy. History is wild. History is unbelievably strange. Truth is stranger than fiction. But you have failed. You have failed big time. Because once people admit that there's corruption and evil in their government and in the big mega corporations becoming fat off that government, as Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever allow private central banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, a group of corporations will grow up around them that will turn our future progeny into nothing but slaves. Another quote, central banks are more dangerous than standing armies. If you allow them to be established, our ancestors, the exact quote. Guys, we pull the exact Thomas Jefferson quote up about banks are more dangerous than standing armies. If you ever allow them to grow up in the country, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. There you go. And there's countless variants of that quote from Jefferson and Washington and Franklin and Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine. We're fighting the same fight that they fought 200 plus years ago. We're fighting the same fight that Andrew Jackson fought. We're fighting the same fight. And the system tried with Glenn Beck to come out and pose as a true anti-New World Order person to then gain the credibility of the giant movement they see growing, and it didn't work. It only got more out of hand. And so now they've chopped his head off at Fox. And now they're going to try to move against the alternative media. Now they're going to unleash Media Matters to try to savage yours truly. Are you going to stand with us? Do you realize what a war this is? Do you realize what a fight this is? Do you realize that this alternative media and the internet is your media, your internet, your voice, your megaphone, your future? As bad as talk radio is with neocon fear-mongering about Muslims and how great torture is all day, it still has a lot of local programs that are popular and tell the truth about the New World Order, and our ideas are gaining ground and getting on more and more stations. The system knows that they're in trouble. The system knows this is happening. They know you can call into talk radio. They know that local news stories of corruption can get out on talk radio. Local TV is almost completely controlled. Talk radio is mainly people that grew up in the media on their own and weren't trained how to be brainwashed repeaters who just regurgitate whatever the corporate and government systems put out as press releases. So they want to shut that down. That's why they're openly announcing they want a new fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but the internet. We all hang together or we will surely hang separate. They did find the Thomas Jefferson quote. Please put it back on the telescreen there. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. And he said that during the Revolutionary War. That war was about getting rid of the Bank of England. That war was about getting rid of the money changers. That war was about getting rid of that tiny, ultra-rich class that used government to shut down all their competition. Under the Queen of England, or King George III at the time, you couldn't run any business unless you got a special license from them. And it wasn't just you had to pay for the license. They wouldn't issue them to most people. What do they do with the health care? You got to get a waiver from Obama, then you don't have to buy it. All the competition then shuts down. WTO writes the rules where all the big boys don't have to pay any of the tariffs and taxes, but little companies do. They'll put tax incentives in so they can move offshore while passing green laws here to shut you down. You got it? Okay, we'll get into the latest tsunami news, earthquake news in Mexico as well. Then Linda LaRouche is joining us. Stay with us.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Thank The war is on. The global financial collapse that has been instituted by the Anglo-American banking cartel is now in full swing. They plan to build an open tyranny, privately run by the banks openly. They will come from behind the throne to the front of the throne and be given the crown and the scepter of world tyranny. It's on. It's now happening. We're going to be talking to Lyndon LaRouche about that coming up for a full hour. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll be able to see him there from their media center. For radio listeners, you'll have the audio joining us from their headquarters. And this is an interview you're going to hear, so please ask your friends and family, your coworkers, to tune in now. If you're not on the local AM and FM station or XM, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, I covered this at the start of the show. We'll get more into it with Lyndon LaRouche after we get into the financial collapse that's happening. Strong earthquake. First it was a 7.4, downgraded to a 7.1, happened a few hours ago off the east coast of Japan. It sent in a meter-tall tsunami but didn't cause any serious damage, they're saying. So that's being reported on right now. Another earthquake shook southern and central Mexico, a 6.5, so a lot of tectonic activity certainly increasing right now. Also, the more serious news for me out of the stacks of news we have that are also up on the websites, Japan considers wider nuclear evacuation zone, and they're talking about pushing it far past the two prefectures that surround Fukushima because they're picking up even higher levels of millisieverts further away than they previously were, and our government is openly saying the FDA has announced they're going to raise the level of what they say safe radiation is because of radioactive iodine and other isotopes being picked up in milk and other food products on the West Coast directly in line with the prevailing winds from Mexico. Korea is taking it very serious. South Korea shuts down schools amid Japan radiation fears. That's out of MSNBC. New York restaurants are using radiation detectors on fish from the Pacific. That's just some of the news we have on that front. We'll continue to cover it. Also, we're going to get into the CNBC report with Lyndon LaRouche coming up. U.S. going same route as Greece, Portugal, says top economist. Also, we're going to get into Ron Paul openly 2 days ago saying that he'll probably announce that he's running for president in the next month. That here on this broadcast, getting a lot of media coverage, and the support for Ron Paul is meteoric compared to the massive support he saw in record fundraising 2.5-3 years ago. So that is coming up as well today. And then after Mr. LaRouche leaves us, I'm going to get into this AP article, because I've seen this curious development in the last decade, especially in Ohio. I've seen multiple reports out of Ohio that they'll have police dogs in a police car, dog or dogs. They'll leave the window down. The dog will jump out, try to attack, bark at you, growl. If you yell back at it, you go to jail because the dog is better than you, a lowly serf piece of trash. Just like TSA sticking their hands down your pants, putting you in radiation bakers, the naked body scanners. It's about training you that you have no rights. And it says police say an Ohio man has been charged with a misdemeanor for barking at a police dog. The 25-year-old Ryan James Stevens was charged with teasing a police dog in Cincinnati suburb. The man says the dog barked and growled at him first. Officer Bradley Walker wrote that he heard a canine dog barking uncontrollably inside his patrol car while he was investigating a car crash at a bar early Sunday morning. Walker says Stevens was making barking noises and hissing at the animal. Walker reported that Stevens said the dog started it by barking at him. So there you go. You don't talk, not just to a police officer, an enforcer of the Imperium, but to their holy dogs. Remember that, scum. Remember that, slaves. You're here to pay money to the private Federal Reserve so they can buy off the media. You're here to lick boots.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.